late. I'm planning on being late even for my own funeral. Praise God. I hope I'm several years late then. Hallelujah. Praise God. We sure appreciate it. Glad to be here. Amen. And I just love y'all. And I love the gospel. Praise God. I'd like to do something for him while I can. Amen. Praise God. Just a G, I reckon. Well, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Well, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, while I was shouting, somebody touch me. While I was shouting, somebody touch me. Well, while I was shouting, somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, I said, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Well, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, when I was doubting, somebody touch me. When I was doubting, somebody touch me. Well, when I was doubting, somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, I said, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Oh, when I was praying, somebody touch me. When I was praying, somebody touch me. When I was praying, somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, I said, glory, glory, glory. Well, glory, glory, glory. Well, glory, glory, glory. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, when I was straying, somebody touched me. When I was straying, somebody touched me. When I was straying, somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, I said, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Well, glory, glory, glory. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, I said, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Well, glory, glory, glory. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Won't you raise your hands and praise him? Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Praise God. Praise God. I sure appreciate him. Amen. I like his touch. Glory to God. I like it. Sometimes I sing that song where it's all about praying and singing and testifying and praise God. Sometimes I get to thinking about, amen, the other side of the story. You know, Paul Harvey was always talking about the rest of the story. Well, in life there's part of the rest of the story. And sometimes we're not shouting, praise God. But you know what? There's still the touch of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes when we're not praying, amen, and sometimes when we start to stray, Praise God. Boy, we need that touch really, really bad then. Praise God. That touch, it pulls us back. Amen. When we would go too far or would stop us right before we would make a horrible direction change. Praise God. Hallelujah. I appreciate him. I love him. I appreciate his touch. I appreciate Brother Savage asking me to come. And I'd like to do my best for you. Praise God. And Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Praise God. Begin reading at verse number 11. Thank you for standing. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. And his elder brother was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh into the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, and hast killed him for the, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Would you help me pray? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We appreciate it, Lord, its power, its might, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each one that's here today, God. And I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint me to preach what you've given me, Lord. And Lord, that you'd help me touch my lips, Lord, my heart. Help me to express it the way it should be expressed, God. And I pray, Lord, that you touch their hearts, Lord, and bring us to this altar. Bring us to this altar, Lord, the highest part of this service, Lord. Let it be around this altar today. And we'll fail not to give you the praise and honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Praise God. I probably could say without a doubt there's no one here that's not familiar with this story of the prodigal, what we commonly call the prodigal son. And I'm sure that I wouldn't have needed to read but just a verse or two and then go on from there. Praise God. But sometimes there is someone that doesn't heard all the story. And I hate to not do it all, praise God, because I don't know who might need all of it. Praise God. But I like to focus on one part of this portion of Scripture. Amen. And it's a part in verse number 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Praise God. And I want to preach to you just a little while. Amen. I want you to know, first of all, exactly what's happened in the life of this young man. He's left his father's house. He got the portion of goods that was appointed to him, and he went and he wasted them, the Bible said, on riotous living. We find out more about his nature of living when the older brother begins to tell, amen, about the deeds of his younger brother. Apparently he'd been keeping tabs on him somewhere or another. And he told a little bit more about how he'd wasted, amen, the goods that his father had given him. Praise God. But when it came down to the end of the money, praise God, and the end of what he'd left with, Brother Ricky, it come time, amen, for him to find a job. He found a job with a citizen of that country. The Bible doesn't specify what country, just says he went into a far country. And he found employment, praise God, and the kind of employment that he found, if you're a Jewish young man, praise God, you would have to list it as one of the lowest jobs that you could possibly ever get would be going out and feeding the hogs, praise God. Now the reason for this, praise God, the reason this is like that, if you go back and read in Leviticus chapter 11 and verse 7, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. You find that also in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 8 through 9. Amen. And so, to a Jewish young man, he's preaching to a Jewish crowd. When you reach the bottom of the ladder, praise God, to where you're feeding hogs, praise God, that's a long way down from the father's house down to the hog pen. Hallelujah. I often tell some folks offer me bubble gum sometimes, and I say that the cheweth the cud and splitteth not the hoof is unclean. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that don't apply, really. Glory to God. You know, in a mind of a Jewish child, from the time that they were born, there was put in their heart the uncleanness of this animal, not to be eaten, amen, not to be around, certainly not to touch its dead carcass, praise God. And so the story goes to a place where the lowest point of this boy's life, he's there in the hog pen and beginning to feed hogs, praise God. But the Bible doesn't stop here in the expression of the opinion of God about this animal, praise God. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, and so is a fair woman which is without discretion, praise God. And the Lord uses this again, Brother Savage, to describe, amen, a person's actions and their attitudes, praise God, and compares them, amen, to having a nose ring, praise God, and a pig's nose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God, I don't sound too pretty to me, praise God. It applies to men too. A man without discretion is just as bad off, praise God. But the hogs were used as an indication of ungodly actions. And he used this hog, praise God, to make a point of how bad it was, praise God. And also in Matthew's gospel, and the Lord said in verse 7 and 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Praise God. And this scripture here, he begins to tell, amen, using the swine as an indicator of a group's unfair and ungodly attitude against holy things. Praise God. Don't cast your pearls before swine. And then he tells about the nature of the beast when he says, lest they turn on you and rend you, praise God. Lest they trample them under their feet, trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you, praise God. So it's beginning to tell us about the nature of the beast used to try to describe the opinions and attitudes of a world that's set against holy things and godly things, and it begins to tell us in the eyes of the Lord, it's just like throwing pearls, precious things, out in a hog pen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Now, before you get the idea that I'm preaching, praise God, that you can't eat bacon. Hallelujah. I'm not doing that. Praise God. I want you to know that Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is to be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these good things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. I read that last verse, so you just say, Brother Eddie, preach good. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know, it doesn't, and the scripture in the New Testament doesn't forbid us, praise God, old ham, Brother Baker, glory to God. And that's shouting material for Brother Baker. Praise God. But the premise of a hog being a symbol of the unclean in the New Testament hasn't changed. He's still preaching to those that were brought up under the law. Amen. And this man's place in this hog pen, praise God, realizes one of the worst conditions that a soul can possibly get to. It's when they're feeding the hogs. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know, and I'm going to use that this way if the Lord will help me. I could say that when he was down in that hog pen and using the reference that his brother used in accusation against him to his father, I could say those hogs could represent your nights out on town when you were running with the crowd and going out to the bar at happy hours and how you were hanging around the houses of ill repute, and those hogs could represent those things, and it could represent, amen, the heartbreak that you left in the heart of your father when you walked out on him and left him looking down the road trying to find a son that he loved so much that he would just break apart his inheritance before the time to do it, amen, and give him what he had coming to him, praise God, and just send him on his way. It could be that he could be talking about the pride of arrogance or the pride of just selfishness that lies in the heart of this young man, praise God. I don't know what all these hogs could represent, amen, but I'll tell you what, amen, it was a bad thing to get down in the hog pen, amen, and to be dealing with the hogs, praise God. Hallelujah. I was raised in a holler. I guess you can tell. Praise God. That's holler, H-O-L-L-O-W. Some people say hollow, but it's really a holler. Praise God. And my Uncle Harrison and my dad was in partners with a hog raising business. And you know, there ain't nothing pretty about a hog pen. Not anything, glory to God. The ones that we always built, we had scrap pieces of tin. We got it together, nailed it together. What poles that we could find or left over too, but never used anything new that I ever remembered. We even used old nails to nail it together with. Praise God. And there, and that old hog pen up there, I used to go as a boy. I'm not like Brother Mike Roberts. I'm not an expert in fire building, and I sure ain't an expert on hog raising. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I tell you what, I do know a few things from a little boy's point of view. And that old shed that they built for the hogs up in that old hog pen, I'd go up there and old big Sal be laying there in the mud, praise God, with all them little pigs. And I'd go out there and crawl out on the edge of that tin just as far as I could and look down on them. My mommy caught me out there one day, Brother Bragg, and said, Eddie, get off of there. Said, if you fall in there, said the hogs will eat you. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I'm here. Glory to God. But you know, the prettiest blackberries in the whole holler grew out on the edge of that tin roof, right just beyond my grip, right just beyond my little boy's fingers, hanging out over that hog pen. That's where they was the prettiest. I mean, big, red, full, juicy blackberries. I mean, I couldn't reach them. I tried my best. I didn't trust her to hold my legs. But if I'd had a sister I could have trusted, I'd had her hold my legs, and I could have stretched out a little farther and maybe got two or three of them. Praise God. Your brothers and sisters know what I mean. Amen. But they, I didn't trust her. Hallelujah. But they were now out there, and I could have wretched and got them. It looks like just beyond my grasp. If I could have just got down in that hog pen just for a little bit, I believe I could have got a few of them. I might even got a whole bucket full of them. Praise God. But they were laying right over that hog pen, and I so desired to stay out of that thing so much. Praise God. And then after a while, I didn't even worry about those berries anymore. Praise God. Because I knew that to get them, I'd have to waller in the mud. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Praise God. There's a couple ways of dealing with getting out of the hog pen. The prodigal son did the one. Amen. He left the hog pen. Praise God. The second way is for the hog pen to leave you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That happened ever fall when it got kind of a cold weather. We get together and have hog killing time. I'm going to preach to you, I promise. Hallelujah. And anybody here know what hog killing time means? Yeah. Praise God. Well, when it get kind of cold, we get ready to kill the hogs. My Uncle Harrison, he had a single-shot Marlin, a bolt action. Praise God. And he's a dead shot. I mean, he's a dead shot. And he'd say, you got to put it right between their eyes, Eddie. If you don't put it right between their eyes, they got a hard head. So that bullet will bounce off of it. Praise God. And it'll glance off of it and said, you'll have to shoot him a bunch of times. Praise God. So he's always trying to get a dead shot right smack in between his eyes. Praise God. I stood around for a while as a boy waiting on. I wanted to see what happened when you killed one of them things. And so I stood around and waited till Harrison drew a dead bead on that thing. And when he did, man. I don't know if he didn't hit it right or what, but it squealed, it squalled, praise God. I mean, it went right through me. It shook me. It scared me. I didn't like it. I didn't like the sound of it. I still don't like the sound of it. Praise God. I don't like it when they die. You know, I hate it when that happens. Praise God. He would kill it, and that squealing. Finally, I got to the point I couldn't even stay around when they killed hogs. I'd go way down the holler somewhere or another. When I knew it was about time to kill hogs, I'd close my ears. They'd been putting my hands on. I didn't want to hear them squall and squeal. But you know what? Praise God. To take care of them. Amen. Sometimes. Amen. There must be some sounds. Amen. Some things that's hard to go through. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Praise God. Now, I want you to know, amen, this ain't the only place that the Bible talks about these hogs. In Matthew 28 and 28, it said, when he came to the other side of the country of Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. And so the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go to the herd of the swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Praise God. It's an amazing thing. Amen. When you read this, praise God, about the actions that's happened. Hallelujah. You've got a man that's staying right there, amen, where the hogs are feeding. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 8 and 34, it talks about a legion, amen, and talks about what happened when Jesus came, amen, and cast legion out. And then in verse 34, it says, when they that fed them, talking about the swine, saw what was done, they fled and went to the city and in the country. And then they went out to see what was done. They came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also saw it told them by what means he was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about sought him to depart from him, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up to the ship and returned back again. Praise God. Matthew Henry said, they thought more of the destruction of the hogs than of the deliverance of the poor afflicted neighbor. Therefore, the whole multitude besought Christ that he would depart from them for fear that he should bring some judgment upon them. Christ took them at their word. He went into the ship and returned back again. They lost the Savior and their hopes in him because they loved their hogs better. Praise God. Because they loved their hogs better. Hallelujah. You know, there's something in this. The scriptures that I find amazing. It's as if, you know, in one place it tells about these men dealing with this man as possessed of the devil, and said he'd been bound with chains often. There had been a lot of effort taken to try to help this man the best that they knew how to help him. They'd tried, hey man, they knew that he could break these bonds asunder. Praise God. His lifestyle of living among the tombs and wandering the mountains and cutting himself and doing all those things against himself. Yet, when the Lord came and healed this man, praise God, they loved their hogs, amen, more than they did the solution. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to preach to you just a minute. Lord, help me. I want to preach on it's hog killing time. It's hog killing time. Hallelujah. Often in our lives, we'll run up into problems that seem like there are no possible answer. We've worked every possible angle that we know on them. We've tried with all of our mind to think our way out of it. We've tried with all of our money to spend our way out of it. Praise God. We've tried with all of our friends to network ourselves out of it. Praise God. But the answer yet remains that Jesus is the only one can get us out of it. Praise God. But if he came by this day, amen, and would have the solution to your problem, and he does, there's going to be a choice that must be made. Do you want the solution to your problem? Because it's going to require taking care of a few other things. And eliminating a few other things. And getting rid, you know, can you imagine this boy feeding them hogs? Feeding them? Praise God. And some effort given trying to keep them going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, what about our hogs? Praise God. What about our pride? What about our arrogance? Hallelujah. I'm just talking. Can y'all listen to me just a minute? What if God said, I'm going to fix it, but it's going to cost you some hogs? Hallelujah. I'm not going to just leave this one. I'm not going to touch this one thing and leave the others undone. I want it all. I want it all. Praise God. I want you to give it all to me. I want you to be able to lay it all down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 verse 25 said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. Praise God. As some, amen, that thinks more, amen, of the things that they got that they want to hold on to than getting an answer from God. Praise God. But what if God says, if you'll let me have a hold of those hogs, praise God, I'll give you the answer that you need. Amen. If you'll just let me in that pen for a while, if you'll just let me take care of those things that lie on the outskirts of your life, amen, those things that you've been kind of throwing a bone to every once in a while, taking the scraps out, amen, and dumping them in there and pouring the dishwater down in the old hog pen, a pail, and taking it out there and slopping the hogs with it. Would you give me those things, amen, that I might make a clean sweep of it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Old Testament insight into the condition of the Gadarene man was in Isaiah chapter 65. He said, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day into a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens, that burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remaineth among the graves, and lodge in the monuments, and eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, on which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. There are smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountain and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore I measure their former work unto their bosom. Praise God. And verse 4 said, them that remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments. Praise God. Do you know, amen, one of the biggest hogs that I've ever had to deal with in my life has been the hog of bitterness. Praise God. Hallelujah. That swine of bitterness. Praise God. You know, brother, I thought sometimes I was really taking care of the problem. But every once in a while, I catch myself, Brother Baker, hey man, when something had come along, a little tidbit about the situation that I said I was trying to pray clear of. Praise God, a little tidbit would come my way, and you know what I'd do? I'd go out and throw it to the hog. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would. I'd take it. I'd be praying on one hand and feeding on the other. Praise God. I'm raising my right hand to God and saying, God, take care of this. If you don't take care of this, I'm going to die, sure as the world. But if every little tidbit come my way, amen, just a scrap of cornbread, praise God, I'll throw it to that old hog of bitterness, amen, and revel in that thing again. Hallelujah. Come on now, help me preach. Praise God. I'm feeding with one hand and praising with the other. Hallelujah. And every once in a while, I believe I probably switched hands and praised with the other hand and fed with the other. Praise God. I'll tell you what the Lord has dealt with me. Amen. In my own life, it's time to kill the hogs. Amen. Render some bacon. Praise God. It's time to make some pork chops. Hallelujah. It's time to make good of that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what I believe my Lord can do. Amen. He can take the hog of bitterness. Amen. And make it some of the best sausage you ever ate. Hallelujah. He'll have to mix with it, amen, some myrrh, and have to mix with it, amen, some precious blood of Calvary. Hallelujah. But I tell you what happened to it. Amen. When you go to killing that hog of bitterness, praise God, when they begin to render that thing and butcher that thing, and there'll be package upon package of joy, and package upon package of mercy, and package upon package of love, and devotion, and adoration to Adonai. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish I could preach to you. Amen. It's time to kill a hog. Hallelujah. Lord to God. Lord to God. Sometimes we wonder, how in the world this thing gets so big? Well, because we're feeding it. We're feeding it. We're browsing through conversations. Y'all help me preach. Am I just preaching to myself? Hallelujah. Browsing through conversations and trying to catch a little hint. They meant that for me. I know they did. That was aimed at me. Praise God. You wasn't even in the conversation. They talked about feeding their dog before they left. They talking about me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know this because I'm guilty of it. Have been. Praise God. Now don't tell me, if you got a little gray hair on the side of your temple, you're guilty too. You've lived long enough to feed a few. I just hope we live long enough to butcher a few. I just hope we live long enough to kill a few. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know. The Bible says they lodge among monuments. I thought about that and I prayed about that. And I wonder if it's that hog of days gone by, of glorious past. Praise God. That of attributes have already, you know what I mean? Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll never be good as it was back in the good old days. Hallelujah. Not long as you keep feeding that hog, it won't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You gotta kill that hog. Praise God. You gotta kill that hog. Amen. Pack it up. You can write the date on it if you want to, but make sure you eat it before the year's out. Ain't no use leaving it to next year. Praise God. You have nothing to kill next year? Kill it. Hallelujah. Kill it. Pack it. Praise God. I need, praise God, to know, amen, that there's something better, amen, than feeding hogs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wish I could tell you the way I see it. What if you had a little pig? Praise God. Little girls. My wife has got such a soft heart. She'd take in a little pig. Praise God. She'd wash it. She'd prim it up. She'd put a pink ribbon around its neck. Probably if it's a boy or a girl. Hallelujah. But I don't care how much you pamper that pig, it ain't never going to be a pony. Listen to me, young folks. I don't care what relationships you get into. You can try to fix that. And I'm preaching now. You going to try to make that pig into a pony? It can't be done. Not by you. Not by you. Not by me. There's only one can change the nature of that. If the relationship that you're in has a young man or young lady who's despite opposite doesn't line up with the Word of God, don't try to make a pony out of a pig. Come on now, help me preach. Hallelujah. Get rid of it. Don't feed it. Amen. Don't keep it around. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wish I could tell you before the tears start falling. I wish I could make you understand before the pain really hits. Praise God. I'm glad that prodigal son came to himself and remembered the Father's house. I'm glad that he saw beyond the circumstance that he was in and saw that there's a better way to live. I'm glad he finally said, I'm walking away from it. Praise God. And I'm glad the Lord came down to that man, amen, and healed Legion despite what it meant to those that fed the pigs. And he ran them off the cliff anyway. Praise God. Because the man meant more than the pigs did. Praise God. I'll tell you what, glory to the Lamb of God. I wish I could tell you, amen, that if you'll kill him hogs now, praise God, and render it out, there'll be something wonderful that God replaces. Praise God. He'll give you something great in place of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things that my hand made and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed the idol. Yea, they have have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. I will choose their delusions. I will bring fear, their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer, and when I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Praise God. I'd hate to sing up here and get to singing, somebody touched me, and in the Lord's ears it sounded like, you know, some rap song that somebody's singing down on the street somewhere. That's what the scripture's saying here. That the attempts at worship are viewed from the throne room of God, amen, are opposite our intentions. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I live beyond a day. My dad bought that old piece of property up there where that hog pen used to sit. And I live to see the day that they tore out all that old hog pen mess. Pulled out all the tin. Hallelujah. And my mama wanted to have a little pond up there. And Daddy got in a backhoe and he dug out where all that slime was. He dug down and found a little spring. Praise God. He lined that hole up there. Praise God. And let that spring water run in. Hallelujah. And there, mommy began to plant water lilies and put a few fish in there. Praise God. And that hog pen was changed into a pool. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know my God knows how to do that? Hallelujah. I wonder how far it is from the pig pen to Pentecost. You know what I think it is? I think it's probably just one stop. Just one stop between the pig pen and Pentecost. And that's right here. Right here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read to you a little bit and I'm going to close. Thank you for being patient with me. David said in one of the most horrible situations of his life, he penned these words in Psalms 51. Verse 7 says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Hallelujah. Purge me with hyssop. Do you know the relationship of that is when they took hyssop and took the blood of the lamb and smote the lintels of the door before they were leaving Egypt. Praise God. And Moses told them that if you stay inside there and the blood covering, praise God, don't wander outside of that door. Go inside. Purge me with hyssop. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise God. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Praise God. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. You know, God's still in the creation business. Praise God. He's creating clean hearts. Glory to God. He's creating clean hearts in places where hog pens once were. He's creating clean minds in places where hog pens once were. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. I remember praying that prayer. And Brother Ricky, praise God, going through a time of sharp bitterness in my life. It took me years, amen, to actually overcome. Hallelujah. I was at camp meeting this year, amen, praying around the altar. And all of a sudden, amen, just out of nowhere, praise God, came a precious presence of God. Hallelujah. I searched my heart again, praise God, and I found out that I had a new spirit within me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know where I left that axe at that I had to grind, but it's rusting away somewhere or another in the sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And I don't ever want to find it again. Glory to God. He has created in me a clean heart and has renewed a right spirit within me. A right spirit. Hallelujah. A right spirit. I want a right spirit. Glory to God. I want a kind. Amen. That's a joy to be around. I want a kind. That's a pleasantness. Amen. To talk with. Amen. I want to praise God. I'm getting tired. I'm so tired of feeding my hogs. I just want to get out of the hog feeding business. I want to kill the hogs. Amen. Put up the meat. I want to fry some bacon. Hallelujah. I like to fry some bacon. Praise God. I like to put it in the fire. Amen. And the Word of God says, my God is a consuming fire. I like to put it in the oven of His consuming fire and let God work something good out of all of that bad. Hallelujah. Lord God, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. How long has it been since you had real joy? Hallelujah, real joy. Real joy. We sing a little song down straightway with the young people. That joy. Amen. I got real joy. Real joy. I wish I could remember the words of it. Had it bubbling up in my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't have to. You know, we're good at fake smiling. Hey, you know, the politicians, plastic smiles. Praise God. We got those down pretty good. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. When's the last time you just had a good old side splitting laughter? Hallelujah. Praise God. At the expense of no one. Praise God. And just laugh because it's funny. Amen. Just smile because you felt like it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was working on an old car yesterday. Amen. I had a brake booster go out. And I was working on it. And I told my wife it would take about an hour to fix. Amen. I started working on it about 1:30. And about 9:30 I got done. Hallelujah. An hour with Eddie is like 8 hours. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got so frustrated with that thing. Hallelujah. I'd walk away, wipe the sweat, get back in there again. Hallelujah. And I had an anemic Japanese guy put that stuff in there. Hallelujah. At one point of frustration, I just fell on my knees beside that car. And I said, God, would you help me fix this thing? And if you don't, I love you. I love you just the same as if you never do. Hallelujah. And His sweet spirit washed over me. It washed over me. And I couldn't have cared less if I fixed it or not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're not able to get into the Spirit of the Lord because we're busy trying to feed the hogs. You ever been in a service where you just didn't know who's shouting, just didn't know who done what because you had your own little service going on? Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. When you're saying and you're picking out things and you're saying, I'll use that later. And it's not something to feed the hogs with. It's something to take to the throne of God and worship with. Hallelujah. It's something to help a hurting brother or a hurting sister with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm about closed. Brother Rick, you want to get us a song? Praise God. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Then, oh God, I'm afraid sometimes in my preaching, in years, I have stopped the moving of God because I had some hogs as a feeding. I'm afraid that my own feelings were more important to me than just killing the hogs. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Then sinners will be converted into thee. Hallelujah. I'd love to have an altar call where you couldn't wiggle out of. I'd love to have an altar call where the only thing that you could possibly think to do about it was just come and pray. Praise God. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still searching my heart. I don't want to find any little pigs running around. Thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou desirest not in burnt offering, delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. How'd you like to tear down a pig pen? What would you build in this place? How about an altar? How about where the very nature of it changes? Would you stand with me and let's pray? Oh, Jesus, I've done my best, Lord. I thank you for the message, Lord. Forgive my falterings and failures as always. And I pray, Lord, that they'd hear you. Let them hear you, Lord. Lord, speak to each heart, each mind, God. Draw us, Lord. Draw us, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you find a place right now? When you kneel, if you're dealing with something that's hard to get over with, say, God, I need some tools. I need some tools. Would you give me some tools to tear down this pig pen? Would you give me some tools, Lord, to take apart this hog pen? Come on. Come on. I'm ready to get rid of it, Lord. I want to lay it down, God. I want it to be glory. I want to change it, Lord. I want to change it, Lord. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, Jesus, would you have your way in our lives, Lord? Have your way in our lives, Lord.